I was at a TEDx event a couple days ago in Asheville, and this event was for anybody who was interested in perhaps one day giving a TED talk or a TEDx talk. And spoiler alert, this is something that I'm interested in doing someday. But this particular event was really interesting because it gave everybody who was in attendance the opportunity to give a 1-minute pitch to the entire audience, a 1-minute speech that was basically, here's my main idea that I want to give a TEDx talk about in 1 minute. That was challenging because a minute goes by much more quickly than you might expect. But before that part of the event started, there was this whole other mixer side of the event where there was food out, there was wine, there was beer, there was tea, there was all this stuff, and people got to mingle and connect and network and talk with each other. And I met all kinds of really fascinating people with really interesting ideas. And I met this one guy in a group, and we started talking, and we asked each other, what are you here for? What sort of topics would you like to present on? And he asked me mine, and I said, okay, I'd love to talk about sex, of course. No surprise to you, but it's not the most common topic in this particular kind of arena. And he said, wow, you know, it's really interesting that you want to talk about healthy sexuality from the male perspective, because I notice in myself, for many years, I've kind of stuffed my sexual desires down because I haven't wanted to be too much for women. I haven't wanted to control or dominate them. And I feel like I have turned into this sort of like meek, soft guy who's not actually able to bring the full fire that I want to my interactions with women. And for me to hear that from this guy, it was surprising because I assessed this guy to be attractive, tall, well-built, well-put-together, well-dressed. Like, this is somebody who I would have guessed would have that category pretty well covered, but he doesn't, and he didn't. And this is something that I think a lot of guys are dealing with today, and I've dealt with this personally myself, and this is going to be an underlying theme for the third season of the Sex Upgraded podcast. We're going to dive into questions like, what does it mean to be a healthy man? What is the healthy masculine? Are men masculine only? Is there any femininity in that? And what is the value, if there is any, of using the terms masculine and feminine? I'm really excited for some of the conversations that have already been recorded for this season. There's conversations around sexual polarity, the whole masculine-feminine dynamic, and what does polarity look like without even using those labels? That's a really interesting conversation. There's an episode about online dating and how to navigate the current online dating marketplace, which is, it's wild. It's wild. You'll hear some pretty mind-blowing statistics in that episode. And there's a fascinating episode coming up also about the energetics of porn and what that can do for our lives, what it can do to not watch porn, and what porn might be doing to the world. And all of this is infused with some of these questions around what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a healthy man? And I'm excited to bring more of that conversation into this podcast because exploring sex, exploring sexual desires, overcoming sexual dysfunction, being a fully thriving sexual man involves much more than just learning sexual techniques. It also involves looking at how we've been raised, looking at how we've been socialized, looking at our patterns in society, and looking at some of the larger context that we're living in and how we relate to that in a healthy way or a not so healthy way, and how that impacts other people like our lovers and our friends. Super, super fascinating topic to me. So thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have any requests for future episodes on a topic like this or topic related to this, or if there's anyone who you think would be a great person for me to interview, please shoot me an email. I'll put a link to my email in the show notes for this episode. And I'll also put a couple links for articles and a podcast that have really inspired me recently in this realm to think about all this kind of stuff in a much deeper way. So thank you again for being here. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, which is going to be all about overcoming the whole new age guy syndrome, overcoming the nice guy syndrome. And yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for being here.